Yes, 11 o'clock on the dot here at WMFO Medford. And I'm Mike, she's Paula, and she's, who
Sue.
Are you? Sue is here too. Wow, that was killer set for two songs. I mean, I don't know what else you want. New from Little Billy Lost, that's Tonight. And just before that, Tamar Burke from her latest called OCD that was Stay Close By. Paula, thank you.
That was so much fun, Mike. Thanks
was it?
For having me. Oh, yeah.
All right, good.
Much better than staying home listening to you, which is fine, but usually I'm doing laundry or some boring task.
What do you mean? You're still doing laundry over there in the corner?
No, I'm going to Riverfest.
Oh.
I'm packed for the day.
Oh, okay.
Aren't you going? You're not going.
No.
Everybody go. I'll see you there.
I'm not rivering or festing today.
I'm rivering and festing.
No, today's a day off. Anyway, thank you. Come do it again.
I will be more than happy to.
Cooley Uli, as a friend of mine used to say, who I would never say that because it doesn't sound very... Anyway, hi, Sue.
Hello.
How you doing?
I am fantastic.
Yeah, I was reminding you last time we were here together, I played like a kind of a cool little 70s style thing, and I said, stop dancing, Sue, and you pretended really great to like get me down off the table, and it was pretty funny. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Yeah. We're hilarious together.
We're hilarious. Yeah. So how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Looking forward to playing some tunes for the next 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And as always, I'm going to start my show with some Jill Sobule in tribute to our friend that we lost 3.5 months ago.
Yeah.
Still hurts. It'll always hurt.
It's great that you start every show this year, right?
Yep, this year. Yep. And maybe forever. Who knows?
Why not?
She had a lot of work that hadn't been released, and they're going to work on releasing it. She had like 7 albums she was working on, and two or three plays, all kinds of stuff. So she's
What a loss.
She's not forgotten,
and so unexpected that way.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's horrible.
Yeah,
horrible, horrible.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing my Jill Resist shirt today.
I see that.
Yes.
Hopefully the audience at home like appreciates the t-shirt too.
Yes, yes. I wore it just for you guys who are listening.
I'm so droll.
Get down off the table.
Yeah, it was funny.
All right.
But that was then and this is now.
Yep.
And right now it's kind of like dead air and we have nothing to say. What are we going to do? It's just like boring.
All right, let's play some music. Okay?
All right. Let's hear some Jill. Thanks for listening, everybody. I can't. I have to.
You're playing it for me.
No, I can't.
No. It's on the CD player.
Oh, crap. Oh, really? All right, CD1, right? I'm going to do this. See, I was all ready to yell at you.
Nope.
All right, announce. I'm ready. Go.
All right, cool. All right. Here we are. Something About the Women on 91.5
WMFO Medford.
If I need water, I can barely understand her. I think she asked me what I do, and I said that I'm a singer. She laughs and claps her hands, and then she begins, and she sings, I like to go. Strong just like a wrestler. She needs and pulls and climbs on top. It hurts, but I will try to take it. Ask her if she's ever been to San Francisco. She tells me that she can't leave. They won't let her leave. She sings, I like to go. She'll little place I'm in and how they treat the girls. I know that it's legitimate, but still it makes me wonder. She gets up to leave, and I put back on my clothes. I tip her well, she bows to me. I really hope one day she gets to go.
Jill Sobule, San Francisco, and that is from her album California Years. There's a great video. You should look it up on YouTube, and Margaret Cho is in it. Check that out. All right, this is Sue. I'm here in the squeaky chair. I may not be in the squeaky chair the whole show because I've been having a sore back, and it's worse when I sit. So I may be standing while and dancing while the music plays, and then you are encouraged to do the same. All right. It's a beautiful Saturday. Remember all those rainy Saturdays we had in a row? Those are over, man. Has this weather been glorious or what? I was in Vermont last week on vacation with a whole bunch of friends, and the weather was just amazing, just amazing. So I hope you get a good vacation this year, too. I just had a really good time. It was hard to come back. All right. I heard this song on the radio the other day, and I was like, wow, this is a great song. I should play it on my show. So I'm going to play it on my show. Here we go. Alanis Morissette. Here, it's Something About the Women.
Walking around naked in your living room. bought a hot rod car just to leave you behind. Took some little white pills to take you off of my mind. I threw your shit out of my house. I'm keeping the cat. I'm going out and throwing out the welcome mat. Now I'm stepping off the curb in my brand new kicks. Leaving you in the dirt with your dirty tricks. I found a new queen there that I don't have to share. I got a new wig to get you out of my hair. So long, little bit sunshine. The old me. I changed my guitar string so I can tune you out. I got a new song to sing. You don't know who it's about. I've been rehearsing, reversing the person before. I crossed you out like a cliche metaphor. I used to play real nice. Now I go straight for the kill. I was the girl next door. Now I'm straight out of hell. Got you off of my back. Now I'm walking on air. I got a new wig to get you out of my hair.
Sold my last hard Bible just to pay my bills. I called my mother to reserve.
Margo Price, great one there from her. It's brand new from an album called Hard Headed Woman. I'm not sure the whole album is out yet, but that song is called Losing Streak. We heard Sonny Sweeney doing Last Hard Bible, and I looked it up, and Casey Chambers wrote that. And I know Casey Chambers' recording of it, but I thought for sure it was like some standard country song, but no, Casey Chambers wrote it. And Sonny Sweeney actually opened for Casey on a good part of her tour that just finished in the States, and I saw her, and it was fun. And Sonny Sweeney also has a radio show on Sirius XM on Outlaw Country. So when you're not listening to WMFO for some strange reason, you could check out Sonny Sweeney on Outlaw Country. We heard Molly Tuttle doing Old Me, New Wig, and that is from her new album, So Long, Miss Sunshine. Molly Tuttle has alopecia, and she's completely bald. And she wears different wigs and stuff. She's out there about it. She's fine with it. So anyway, I love the title, Old Me, New Wig. We heard a Zeppelin cover from a band called Zepparella, which who knew there were two female, all-female Zeppelin cover bands. There's Les Zeppelin, and now there's Zepparella. We heard Going to California from their album Zeppelin Forever. And we started this set with Alanis Morissette, You Learn, from her great and classic album Jagged Little Pill from 1995. 1995. It's 30 years ago, people. It's crazy. All right. Something About the Women continues. We'll be here until 1 p.m. playing all kinds of songs by women artists. And check us out on Facebook at Something About the Women Radio Show. Here's one from Caitlin Butts here on Something About the Women.
My mama taught me when I was a girl, if a man is a problem, take him out of your world. Leave room for the sunshine and no room a drinking and a hollering, and you know how that goes. He was talking to women that mama don't know. So when they surely ask me, how's your daddy been? I say, who? I have never heard of him.
You know, I think I have heard of that man. I heard he got run over by a train, mauled by a bear, maybe, hopefully.
You ain't gotta die to be dead to me. You ain't gotta die to be dead to me. Well, you ain't gotta be 6 feet deep, pushing up daisies up through concrete. No, you ain't gotta die to be dead to me. First and your final warning, there won't be no car wrecks or rat poisoning. So if you cross the line, no, there won't be no crime. I'll just say adios, sayonara, well, bye. You ain't gotta die to be dead to me.
Go ahead, cry, go ahead, cry, cry them into the night. Only the wolves can hear you now. Ooh.
nothing I want to be, and I keep trying to find a way to make my time and money stay. And I keep trying to figure out what I've done wrong. Honey, if I make my way up to Montana, would you find a way to keep me from this cold?
Break anything that don't need a little pain. But it's so little in our control. I don't believe you when you say I'd rather be cold. From your list of to-dos, cause color your hair, it was kissed by the light of the moon. And now I'm out in the pouring rain, just soaked by your so little in our control. I don't believe you when you say I'd rather be cold at night. I'd I'd rather be out of my mind. I'd rather be lonely right here by myself. Yeah.
eyes at your door. Got the rumor started, we couldn't talk anymore. Hit too deep, I couldn't understand it. Still I'd wait at your swim practice.
Someone who's new to me, her name is Marielle Buckley, and we heard Swim Practice. That's a new cut. Jamie Wyatt did I'd Rather Be Lonely, and that is a bonus track from another album. Anna Hoon, also new to me, did her single Montana, brand new music. Pistol Daisies did Wolves, and we started with Caitlin Butts, You Ain't Gotta Die to Be Dead to Me. I love Americana and country music just for the titles alone. I think they're just straight to the point, and that is perfect. All right. I am going to continue now, change gears a little bit, get some blues going here this morning on Something About the Women.
All right. Okay. You want to try it again?
This is the one right here.
This is the one.
This is it.
All right. Do I start it out? Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Are you frustrated, angry, or scared about what's going on with democracy in the U.S. right now? Now is a great time to get involved in your local community. Mystic Mashup Indivisible is a local chapter of the nationalindivisible.org that has recently formed in the Medford, Malden, Everett, and surrounding areas. As you may already know, Indivisible is a national organization dedicated to defending our democracy, our rights, our communities, and our values. It offers opportunities to take action with others from your community and provides guidance around strategy and tools for making your actions most effective. So stop doom scrolling and feeling helpless and get involved with the issues that matter the most to you. Find out more by coming to one of our meetings on the first and third Wednesdays of each month from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Zoom. To find out more, email mysticmashupofmass@gmail.com. That's mysticmashupofmass@gmail.com. All Mystic Valley residents are welcome to join.
Rolling.
Well, done me no harm. We'll be right back.